What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros tonight. I'm viral media sensation Alexander Toy.
And I'm the future of casual entertainment, Alan Moss.
Alan, when you're ready.
Alex, let me tell you, I've listened to my heart, and my heart says this is the fucking greatest show ever. Because let me tell
this
you something,
the best
boy howdy,
show.
Boy howdy, was this unlike any Bachelor episode I've ever seen? Chris did not lie to us. This was unlike anything we have ever seen before. I've never seen this. We had. I mean, this was musical love. We had real guest stars that like matter. Like,
I knew who the guest stars were this week.
We had dates that were horrible. I mean, it's everything about a Bachelor episode that you wanted and something that you never would expect. It was great.
The dates this week were so much better than they were last week.
Also still lame-o.
Also still, they were still terrible, but they were so much better. So, oh God, you know, we're living in quarantine right now. We're out there. We're
just like you folks
watching
but,
this
you know,
show. We're watching this show and we're living vicariously through these musicians.
All I know is after three episodes that Sheridan is my sweet boy, and if anyone hurts him, I'll fucking kill them.
I swear to God, if Julia,
you
listen to me.
Can you relax?
Do not hurt Sheridan.
Can you fucking chill?
Can you not? Can you not?
Can you not,
boy?
Hey, Julia, can you not?
God, all right,
you bitch. I can't.
Brandon. I hate you
so much. Hey, Brandon, try looking less like Gary Busey. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God, he does look a little like Gary Busey.
He looks like, yeah, he does look like the Buse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I changed your fucking world, didn't I?
Hey, God, this
Gary
show is
Busey,
so
how you doing?
This show is so bungus. Like, this is week three, so we're halfway through this show now, because
it's
only a six-week event.
We're chugging right through, man.
I just, like, I can't believe how quickly I got invested in these people. Like,
I can't believe how right Chris was, because he was like, you guys aren't going to expect what's going to happen next week. And I was like, whatever, I know this show. And then I was like, oh, I did not see that coming. Shit.
Yeah.
We have the most Chris Harrison
like usually week
I've ever
three.
Gotten. In an episode
Sorry,
two,
was
which was, I had the most Chris Harrison I've ever gotten in a show. In a while.
Oh, there was a lot of Harrison this episode.
I got so much. It was great. He just couldn't see him.
I think we're at a turning point in this season where we're going to get a lot more Harrison. Because I think at this point it's going to be a lot more performance focused.
Yeah.
And Chris Harrison, he's the world's greatest host. So
it's true. So, and I think that's the thing that's really interesting too, is that now what makes this different, which is that we're going to see a very much more performance-based Bachelor
show. They finally remembered. It's about the music.
It's about the music. Read between the lines, contestants. Read between the lines.
I think it's apt that for every episode we've done covering Listen to Your Heart, we have made a reference to School of Rock.
At least one.
At least one to reference 10. To School of Rock.
At least 1 to 10.
And like, to be fair, in conversation, you and I do reference School of
oh,
Rock.
Oh, it's not like, it's just regular. This isn't, this, yeah. This isn't like, this isn't a not normal thing for us. It's just a thing we do.
Yeah. But now it's almost like contextually relevant, which I love.
I'm digging it. So Alex, yeah. I think it's time to start breaking this down, because there's two very distinct parts of this two-hour program.
We fucking vamped enough. This episode begins how everyone kind of expects it to, Everyone's in the mansion. Everyone's all like, oh, man.
It's the day after.
It's the day after. Oh, man, the rose ceremony is yesterday.
Yeah, something might happen today. Yes. Of course something will happen today, you fucking idiot.
Of course it's going to happen. But it's not what you fucking expect.
Nope.
Chris Harrison walks into the mansion.
Struts, even.
Yeah, with that gentlemanly swagger of his. And he
big dick energy.
Says, get wrecked, ladies. And boys. Get wrecked, boys and
boys,
ladies.
Get wrecked, you fucking nerds.
Get wrecked, you guyses.
I'm changing it all up.
So this week, if you're not in, like, a stable relationship, get the fuck out.
You can... Hey. You can get the fuck out.
You can leave. Right? You know
I'm
what,
Chris
Napoleon?
Harrison.
You can leave.
You can leave. I'm Christopher Brian Harrison. You can get the fuck out of my mansion. All right?
I'm the god of love, and what I say goes.
You're lucky I even let you stay here one night, bitch.
So if you're not in love after 2 weeks...
If you're not in love by after 2 weeks of knowing someone, why the fuck are you here? I was like, Jesus Christ. This seems...
Leave.
You just... Chris, some of these people arrived 3 days ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point of this? Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb to put that much pressure on someone who got here 3 days ago.
Exactly. And it's wild because it's like these couples, like, at best, these couples have been on one date. One date. One date.
And have just been fucking in those bunk beds. Like, that's it. Like,
oh, why would you say those words? Oh, God. Why would you say those words? It's just, I can't believe you've done this.
It always, you know what it always makes me think of, though?
Don't say summer camp.
No, Schmidt in college.
Oh, yeah,
when he's on the top bunk and he falls on Nick. who's having a shrooms?
Who was like on
trip
shrooms at the time?
Yeah, who was on shrooms and he didn't go to the Dave Matthews Band concert because the gremlin in his bed wouldn't let him leave, and his hands were magnets and they were stuck to the wall. Oh, what a great show!
So moving on from that,
you thought I was going to be inappropriate. I was making a genuine good joke here.
Yeah, so no, you were. That
think,
was solid.
I think you thought a little less of me there, and I'm a little offended.
All right, I get. You've really matured with age, Alan.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And you know, now that I'm 29, everybody, this is going to be a better, cleaner Alan. I'm not going to make nearly as many jokes about women's bodies or
this
ethnicities.
This is a mature, business-oriented man.
A business-oriented 29-year-old Alan. Who's going to take things seriously from now on?
So let's talk about really the worst part of the worst thing in the house, and that's everything happening involving Brandon and Savannah and Julia, and I guess Sheridan.
Sheridan, who has done nothing wrong.
Yeah, Sheridan, who's done nothing wrong and is just an innocent bystander in this dumb thing, because if you may recall, last week Sheridan gave his rose to Julia after Julia was
begrudgingly.
After, like Brandon and Savannah went on a date, and then Julia comes back, and then the rose happens, and then Brandon goes to Julia and is like, hey, I'm still kind of, like, interested in making this work.
So, I know she stayed here, but, like, I definitely still fuck you. Like, essentially is what he
said.
And,
like, I just... And so... They're going into this week thinking, like, okay, cool, we have another week to sort of, like, figure this shit out. And then Chris Harrison just, like, no.
And he's like, nope!
No. Pick a lane.
If you're not in a steady relationship, oh, well, I don't care. Get out of my mansion. So this causes everyone to kind of, like, assess where they're at. And for most of the couples, they're doing
this
fine.
This is like,
you
know, this is like the day before the camp dance.
Yes. Goddamn right. and us, and we're just like, you and I was like, I guess I gotta leave the mansion. Like, fuck.
Oh, damn, I gotta leave. How many Shonen Jumps can I fit under my shirt? Fuck.
Yeah. How many? Wow, I wonder how many times. I wonder. I wonder how many times I can play Mortal Noodle while the dance is going on this time. That was very funny. That's a very niche joke, but that's very funny.
It's such a niche joke, but we understand. We both understand, and I think our energies convey what we're talking about.
Convey loneliness.
Yeah, they convey our lonely teen years that, you know, went on to lonely adult years. But that's besides the point. That's besides the point right now. I'm not dead inside, don't worry.
So this causes everyone... So everyone who's, like, strong couples couple off as they should. Oh, also, does Chris Harrison announce the song? No, that's later.
The songs thing is later. That's we'll later. Talk about the fucking so this songs is, this thing is just, it's a yes, big moment
this is,
for
this,
us.
Yeah, because this is that's later. So what happens right now, everyone kind of couples off. So we've got Trevor and Jamie. We've got Matt and Rudy. Bree and Christopher. I have some feelings on Christopher.
Okay.
Becca and Jamie? Is that his name?
Danny.
Savannah and Brandon. And Julia.
Well, okay, wait.
And I'm saying, at this point, though, they're kind of, like, coupled off, at least for, like, let's kind of work on us. I'm just saying what's established right now before we get too much into the drama. Savannah and Julia. And then there's Gabe. And Ruby.
And Ruby.
And so we don't see any of Ruby, really. And apparently, Gabe is totally into Savannah. Who the fuck knew that?
Yeah, that's news to me. Let's make this a full-on love pentagon. Also, yo, poor Ruby.
Poor Ruby. Because not spoilers, she's fucking gone.
Yeah, her and her fun hair.
She showed up 3 days ago. How the fuck... And she's even like... This is bullshit.
It's complete bullshit. Hashtag justice for Ruby. She'll be on Pip.
So before Gabe kind of does his thing, Brandon talks to Julia and he's like, "So I'm like stoked you're here and that you got a rose because like I know I gave Savannah a rose, but I like knew you'd get a rose. So like, it's chill if we like you know, bang right." And Julia's like, I guess so. And then she spills that hot tea to Savannah. And then Savannah's pissed off. So she confronts him. And well, Sheridan's first, just like...
Savannah confronts him. And Savannah's also confronting Julia being like, why are you trying to bone down on my boyfriend? And Julia's like, no, that's not what's happening here. But like keep in mind, we all were like in like a weird hodgepodge like 6 hours ago before Chris Harrison showed up and said, get wrecked.
Right, exactly.
I feel like Savannah got very mad very fast.
And she talks to Brandon, and Brandon's like, well, you know, I still have feelings for Julia. You know, I still do. And she's like, well, fuck you. And she walks away, and then Gabe comes up to her and is like, hey, like, I would only be here for you. No pressure. But if you don't say yes to me, I'm leaving. No pressure. All right, bro, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
So she tells him
Sheridan's
no.
Meanwhile, Sheridan's just off in the corner making a hand turkey for Julia. Like,
yeah. I bet she likes this. it'll show her I love her. Hey, look, I made you an arts and crafts.
Oh, Sheridan, you're too good for this.
I put a hat on it like I have.
Like my hat, you know? You know the hat that I wear?
But to be fair... I have some positive thoughts about Sheridan later, because...
Oh, no, we will talk so much about Sheridan, because he's perfect, and I love him. But the point is, Gabe dips.
Gabe dips, and also breaks up with Ruby, sends her home, he leaves, and we lose two more people who
Ruby
didn't
dips.
Make any connection, yep. Who didn't make any connection at all. Well, fuck it.
Yeah. So now we're down to those,
and
like...
And Savannah has
like,
a breakdown. Savannah has a breakdown. And it's just like, I don't know if I can be here, I, like, broke Gabe's heart, and I'm like... The fuck are you talking about? You clearly weren't into him. Why the fuck are you so upset?
Yeah. Oh, did we mention Ryan and Natasha? Not that they did anything, but just that they're still on this show.
Oh, shit. They are on this show.
They're still here, too. Sorry. We forgot about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. That's funny, because I forgot they were on this show. Genuinely, yeah, in this conversation. So that's basically everything that's going on. And that's the kind of the love triangle that we find ourselves in. Savannah kind of gets calmed down by Brandon, and Brandon's like, listen, I'm here for you, babe.
It's you and me. Brandon says the worst fucking thing. I tweeted about how stupid, dumb, dumb, stupid boy said these actual words. Hold on, because I put them in our very good Twitter.
I know. He said some real, like...
He said these like, real like dumb, dumb boy shit. Words.
Like, real manipulative, like, turned it all around on her and, like, faked her out so hard.
It was, he said, you want to do this or do you want to go home and cry? And I literally said, like, what kind of dickhead says that? Like, it's not endearing. And how is it working?
And I was like, shit, like, that's mean. That's so fucking mean.
Like, he just comes up and says, hey, you dumb, dumb crybaby. No, let's go sing together. Like, you might be here for the wrong reasons.
That is the most toxic boyfriend shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it works. That fucking dick. Brandon's just playing both sides of the field here. Just trying to like... I don't think he likes either of these women. He just likes the fact that he might be able to have sex.
No, yeah. He's just like on cloud nine because two women are into him.
Right, yeah. Fucking Gary Busey.
Yeah, go sit in your tower.
Go sit in your tower, Gary. So that's just the morning.
That's then, just the morning, because now... Now all Chris the couples Harrison, are coupled off. We have all of our couples.
And he comes in, good. Two of you have been eliminated. That was my plan all along.
Gotten this down where I wanted it. Good. Chris Harrison just like pulls out his infinity gauntlet and snaps, and Gabe and Ruby and everyone else just turn to dust.
You didn't like them anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Now that they're gone. All right, guys, clearly there's real love here and there's real connections that you've been like Natasha's like, I got here 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Chill. Like if you think there's a real relationship between Natasha and Ryan.
Sorry, I thought I was just here to blow up Trevor's shit. I'm still here.
Like we talked about it last week. Yeah, we talked about it last week. How she goes, I'm really into like nerdy guys. I guarantee you her last boyfriend was named Chad and mainlines protein. Like, there's no way she's into nerdy guys. Like, this is the fakest shit ever. But hey, Ryan, I want to give you this information from me right now. Write it out as long as you can, baby.
Yeah.
Write it out as long as you can. Because if you can say I made out with that. Dude, if you're going to be so happy that you were able to make out and do that with that chick for a long time. Just love it, man. It's dope. That's going to be great. She's going to drop you like a sack of hammers.
Well, we'll talk about that further because there is some funny stuff that happens later on. So Chris Harrison appears again from the gates of hell.
To get you wrecked a second time.
So you get wrecked a second time.
Which has never happened. That was unprecedented.
Yeah, this is the double wreckage. Chris Harrison informs the remaining contestants, like, cool, you're all coupled off. Great. Now I'm going to give each one of you a song, and you're going to have to perform these songs tonight in front of judges who are going to decide, are you really good at music and are you really good at being in love? And if you're bad, you're going home.
I'm going to give you the keys to the fantasy song.
Yeah.
You can forego your separate instruments and come together in the fantasy song.
So, each couple is assigned their fantasy song. It's not a fantasy song. Well, no, because that song will happen later.
That song will happen later.
I don't want to start calling it that.
But that was very good.
Each couple gets assigned a song, and they start working on their cover.
Their music.
Yeah, they start working on like a fun cover of the Backstreet Boys. As long as you love me.
That was, oh my God. That was the best song that was picked out of all of those.
Oh no, that was the best
like,
one.
Like,
that,
like okay. Everyone gets fucking like, ew, you're gonna get like fucking, Jason Momoa. Not, I know that's not who it is, but like,
Jason Momoa, fucking Aquaman.
I know. But what's,
I know you're about to say Jason Mraz, who's a judge later on. Like, I can see. I know,
but that's
turning.
Not. But I know that's not who the song was by. It was by another one of those singers,
Shawn Mendes.
Types. Thank you, Shawn Mendes. Like, someone got a Shawn Mendes song. Someone got a Cheap Trick song. That's a good song.
Yeah, they fucking butchered it. We'll talk about it later.
It was awful. It was bad. Bad, bad, bad.
But can we talk about... This is the moment where our Twitter account fucking blew up.
Blew up.
This was the best thing that's ever happened to this podcast on Twitter. Which is such a dumb thing to say.
We've never gained more clout in our lives than we did during this episode of The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart.
So, you know, I watch live on Monday nights and I live tweet the episodes. Some of the tweets are good. Some of them aren't. Whatever. And, you know, you can't...
But that's
you
okay. That's bat. The life. That's the life of Twitter.
That's... Yeah, exactly. So I had a genuine question. I was just like, the actual tweet, I believe, was, hey, do the couples actually know the songs ahead of time? Like, do you confirm? Like, do they check with the contestants to make sure they know the songs beforehand? Because I don't know all of these songs, and I've known, like, a total of 2 songs in all of my Bachelor watching life. That was the tweet. I didn't expect a response. I didn't.
I wouldn't have either.
Yeah, I didn't respect a response. I expect a couple likes, maybe. That's it.
Yeah.
But what we got...
You know.
What we got was Entertainment Weekly... swooping in, retweeting us, and saying, hey, ooh, Chris Harrison, this is a good question from Listen to Your Heart fans, Final Bros Tonight. Help him out.
So we're official fans, guys.
And then Chris Harrison responded.
And he was like, I guess I... So Dad finally paid attention to his 2 most loyal children.
And he informs us, no, they don't necessarily know all these songs, but we have them work with an incredible music director and get them up to speed quickly. If you're going to be a pro, you got to step up your game. And I'm like, thank you, Chris.
So get wrecked a third time. He's basically saying, if you're not good enough, get the fuck out.
Yeah. And I'm also, just like, I feel so acknowledged. I feel acknowledged. Like Master has given Dobby a sock.
Is this what validation feels like?
I assume so.
Because this is a big moment for... Like, you guys don't understand. We've tweeted at Christopher Brian Harrison a lot. And he's never said anything.
Indirectly, with the help of Entertainment Weekly, Chris Harrison has acknowledged our existence.
Entertainment Weekly wingmanned us and said, yo, why don't you talk to my boys over here and tell them what you really think?
Oh, Chris Harrison, Entertainment Weekly. Shout outs to both of them.
So you might want to like, rate, and subscribe because we got some fucking clout now, you motherfuckers.
Because we're blowing up. We're legit now.
We're blowing up. We're legit now. We are legitimate Batch Nation members after this.
Yes. We've been acknowledged by Batch Nation. We're a part of it now. Get wrecked, ladies.
Get wrecked, ladies. So, Christopher Brian Harrison also reveals one thing after giving them all these songs.
Tell me
this
what
is
that
where,
was.
So, there actually is a competition element to this now. If you win the final song, you get a record deal. You get to go on tour with... You get to go and have an official tour and tour dates with your love of your life and your partner.
with your love, yes.
With your lover,
Hachi Machi.
Are you both lovers?
There's a date card.
Also, there's dates. Yeah.
Also,
so everyone's
still
like
be
practicing.
Like 2 days this week.
Yeah, so everyone's practicing, and Bree somehow just finds a date card. They were like, some producer was like, here, just act like it was a surprise. I don't fucking know. Bye. And then just gave him and
Here's
ran
your
away.
Date card.
And she's like, guys, guess what? Date card.
And it's for Danny and Becca.
The two most, the two most forgettable people in the world.
Yeah. So that's
the couple with the least sexual energy.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
So they go on a date where they get to put on some fancy clothes with a Rebecca Mink, who's a celebrity stylist, I guess, and fashions. Look, their fashions were on point. And we'll talk more about fashions later.
And then they get a photo shoot, and it looks like they're having a real fun time, and they're connecting. And
then they get some hot tub time?
Yeah, and it seems Danny is way more into Becca than she is into him.
Yep.
That ice cold bitch.
Yep.
Like, okay, look, Becca, I get it that it is quickly to move into a relationship. I get it.
Yes.
But also... you're about to have a musical performance where they judge you on your love. Just fake it.
So, like, open fake up. Fake it. Okay, but here's... you can't fake it because... And we'll talk about this more later.
Clearly you can, because Julia's doing it this entire time.
But they called... The judges called her out. JoJo and Jordan, they know what love is. They are the
they didn't call Julia out. They thought Julia
couple.
Was into it.
We'll talk about this later.
But Becca's bad. Like you're in a hot tub. You're in with a dude that you've been like hanging out with. What the fuck? You're not going to make out with him a little bit? You haven't informed him that you don't want to make out at all? Like, what are you doing in this fucking house? This was ridiculous. Like, no, Becca's a ridiculous person. I don't want to ever see her on a Bachelor production again.
It's Bungus. They're here for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Danny's not an unattractive man, but he's probably, you know, I'd say he's probably not the, it doesn't seem like the best boy to date. I don't know. He seems a little, weird, but whatever. I would have made out with him. I don't know. I don't really see his personality.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But still, make whatever. Out with him.
Somewhere along the road here, Natasha and Ryan got a date card.
Yeah, and they don't even tell us that they got a date card. It's just like, they're like, we're not going to show you getting it. Just mention it. And it's like, oh yeah, we got a date card. Like, that was his talking head.
Because remember, Ryan's allergic to roses.
No, he's not. They debunked it.
I know, it's been debunked. Our theory.
I was so sad. I was like, fuck me. Like, couldn't they have just held this mystery on a little bit longer for Ryan?
I know.
Ryan and Natasha go on a date, but it's like, let's just go to a concert.
Well, they got like backstage passes and they got to sing with Chris Lane.
Who the fuck is Chris Lane? Is he a Bachelor contestant? That's what they said or something like that?
Yeah, I guess he was on The Bachelor. I don't know.
He's got a wife that's there who they don't let speak. They don't even let her talk. And they sing out there and it's really nice. And then they just make out against a wall.
Yes.
And that's two dates. So I think now that we've covered those two dates, because they're very unimportant to everything else that's going on. I think we can kind of cover what's going on around all of these two dates. Because there's a lot going on in the house. Mainly with, like, Julia losing her shit and spiraling and, like, confronting Savannah. And with Sheridan just kind of, like, sadly playing the guitar and, like, doing his job. He looks like... Sheridan is, like, the nerd doing his homework for the hot girl who's always going off and doing something else.
Okay,
and he's
hold
sitting,
on, sorry.
And he's sitting there, like, doing his homework.
Hold on, stop. I did some research. Chris Lane is engaged to Lauren Bushnell, who was engaged to Ben Higgins at the end of his season. So Chris Lane is Bachelor adjacent.
Oh, okay. It's Bachelor adjacent, not Bachelor. Okay, yes. It's in the family tree.
He was never on
Thank
the show.
You.
Lauren was engaged to Ben Higgins at the end of her at the end of his season. They broke up. She is now engaged to Chris Lane. That's what we got here. That's probably
Thank
why
you.
She didn't speak very much, because she's not very well liked because she broke the heart of Ben Higgins.
Well, hey, Ben Higgins is dating some, like, underage girl now. Not underage, but young chick.
They're engaged.
Yeah. They're engaged. How old is she, like, 23 or something?
I don't know. Let's not worry about it.
Apparently, someone told me they met on like a mission trip or something.
Sure, whatever. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever. I didn't realize Ben the Axeman was such a Gentile.
So let's move on, because I was doing research during that whole thing you were saying, so I missed all of it.
What I was saying was that after those two dates happened, while those two dates are going on, there's so much stuff going on in the house. Mainly with Julia, Savannah, and Sheridan. Julia's losing her shit on Savannah. Savannah is getting mad at Julia. And Sheridan is just angrily doing his homework in the corner because the hot girl that asked him to do her homework for her is off doing something else.
Sheridan's off rage playing Pokemon right now.
Yeah, oh my god. He's just like you can see the anger in him building up, like he's gonna murder her. He's just like, fucking, I just gotta learn this goddamn Backstreet Boys song.
It's great because Julia and Sheridan, the song they were given was As Long As You Love Me by the Backstreet Boys.
A fucking banger.
A fucking banger, but also I've never seen the music of the Backstreet Boys weaponized in such a manner.
Oh my god! Somehow, the producers pulled off maybe my favorite thing, because this entire scene in this house is juxtaposed between I Want You to Want Me with Julia,
which was Savannah Brandon's song. They got I Want You to Want Me. So
and you keep hearing I Want You to Want Me as Julia's talking about like fucking Brandon, goddamn Brandon, I hate Brandon, he's the worst. And I'm like, oh my god, that's amazing. How are they? This is so good.
This is what made this episode so good. The producers fucking weaponized music.
And Sheridan is singing As Long As You Love Me, and they're just showing these clips of like Julia, and I'm just like, oh my god.
It's so good.
This is so good. This is some of the best shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like I was not convinced, you know, 4 weeks ago that this show could, like, that basically the Bachelor producers could do with music what they do with, like, just real life. You know?
Right, dude.
Like,
I mean,
what they've done in this episode alone is devious and incredible.
Gold, dude. Guys, this was some of my favorite editing I've ever seen. This was so good. This was excellent.
It's beyond words. I loved it.
So as this is going on, as this is going on, Julia confronts Savannah and it's like, listen, Savannah, you made me want to go home. And Savannah's like, bitch, you made me want to go home. Now look, I don't like Savannah. I like Savannah and I don't like Julia, but like, I kind of don't like either of them at the same time, too. But in this instance, Savannah's 100% right.
Yes, I think, look, if we have to sort of rank the people who are in this quadrangle, Savannah and Sheridan have basically done nothing wrong.
Right. Savannah might be going off the deep end a little bit. Savannah might be going off the deep end a little bit, but she's done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Like Sheridan, perfect boy, number one, love him.
Number one,
Savannah,
boy.
Clearly, like going, like very affected by this, by what's going on here. Sure,
I feel for Julia.
Yeah,
Julia,
I do too. Julia, who's just clearly
crazy
kind of
bitch.
Jerked around by this garbage boy, might be terrible, but like not great. And then
terrible,
Brandon,
I'm giving her terrible.
Trash man, garbage boy, stink
trash
man
boy,
on the toilet.
Trash man, garbage boy, stink man. I hate him.
Yeah,
awful.
Yeah. But let's focus on the good. Sheridan, love you. Love Sheridan.
So Savannah basically is like, listen, you can't tell me how I can act. You don't know me that well. Fuck you. Like, what the fuck do you know, you bitch? Like, that's essentially what she says.
Yeah.
And Julia's like, well, I'm just telling you, chill the fuck out. I got Brandon. We're together. Deal with it.
Yeah, Savannah's then, basically like, saying, like, this shit needs to end because, like, we've already sort of decided on who the couples are now, so now this all has to stop.
Right, yeah. So that's all going on. And there's nothing else really going on couple-y-wise. Everyone's kind of doing their thing. Jamie's starting to have a low-key freakout. Rudy has a breakdown. And
yep.
And Bree and Chris are just, what's the point of worrying about them?
No, even Chris Harrison like said, like they're good. They got their own show at this point. Nothing else matters to them.
Yeah. So then it comes down to practicing said music with their band.
So each couple goes to their own individually designated barn.
No, I think it's one house band and one music director. I think it's like a house band.
That's
and
very
music
possible.
Director.
It just seemed like
it. It did seem like they spread them out
to
different
a barn.
It, yeah.
They all it very well is almost definitely the same band, but they definitely framed it as if they all got to go to their separate barns.
Which is kind of funny. So they open it up and they meet the musical director, and then they have to practice what their performance is going to be for the next day.
They meet with Bruce Dickinson.
They meet with legendary record producer Bruce Dickinson, and he tells them, "Listen, I'm just like everyone else. I wake up in the morning and I put my pants on. But after I put my pants on, I make gold records." And they go, "Okay, Bruce Dickinson." And they go, "Listen,
now,
if legendary record producer Bruce Dickinson says that we need more cowbell, then damn it, we need more cowbell."
Now, speaking of putting on pants, is Rudy wearing pants? This was a big question.
Is an amazing segue.
Rudy and Matt, they go to practice their song, and Rudy is wearing really a really colorful sweater. It's kind of
lovely
long.
Sweater.
Yeah, no, I liked the colors. But it was unclear whether or not she was wearing pants underneath.
Yeah, I can't tell you if she was actually wearing pants. I'm not saying we're trying to be inappropriate. You just can't tell. And I feel like more fashions should just let you know that people are wearing pants. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
You always will know with me if I'm wearing pants or not. It's not hard to tell.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Alan's definitely wearing pants. Great.
Yep.
I'm not going to wear a long nightgown and be like, I wonder if he's wearing pants under there. No. You will know. Come, everybody, just establish pants. That's all I'm asking for.
That's fashion rule number one. Like, you
establish
about
the pants.
Fashions. Question one, are you wearing pants? Are pants established?
Are pants established? Okay. So they sound pretty good. This is the first time I've actually heard Matt sing. He's got a nice voice.
Yeah. Rudy
has a way nicer voice than him, but there was a
I
lot
really
less...
I really like Rudy singing. I like Rudy's voice.
I'm liking Rudy a lot more when she's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she.
Oh, but
she,
I kind of miss Crazy
super...
Rudy. I like Crazy Rudy.
I no, no, no.
She
like,
goes
I
through
want
like
some
a whirlwind
crazy
of emotions
Rudy.
And slaps Matt in the face. Like, oh, I miss that
And then makes
so
out
much.
With him.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got no real crazy Rudy this time around. Just nervous Rudy, which I mean,
I think
to be fair, crazy Rudy makes great television.
I think now that like she's more secure in their relationship, like crazy Rudy can like take a little bit of a nap.
But it's not. Yeah, she's gonna get crazy. I'm telling you. I hope. Well,
I know.
Hope.
I'm confident
I hope
crazy Rudy will be back. But just like this week was good for Rudy. Bree and Chris, they sing their song. They're wonderful. Okay, cool.
Natasha and Ryan, they're fine.
They're fine.
They don't show us Becca. They don't show us Becca and what's his face,
Danny.
Because well,
and Julia is like trying to prove to Sheridan that she's actually into him and wants to and is not currently harboring feelings for Brandon. She's just trying to prove that right now.
Yeah, very much so. And while this is all going on, Savannah and Brandon are just murdering the classic Cheap Trick song, "I Want You to Want Me."
God, they're just taking this song and ruining it. And like,
this is a song that can be kind of like slower and sensual, but you know when the song is at its best? Is when it has some fucking energy. This song is meant to have energy, just like it's a bop, man. It's just like, "I want you to want me." Like, have some fucking energy. Show some fucking emotion. Like, get into it a little bit. What if you had some fun?
They kind of turned it into like a sad country song.
Right, man. This is not the way to go. This is not the way to go with that music. Bad choice.
So, now that they've all practiced, it's time for the actual performances.
And we have some guest stars.
We have some guest stars. Chris Harrison, first off, is there, and he welcomes this crowd of randos into...
He is in his fucking world right now. Christopher Harrison is just love me. I am the host.
Yep. And he welcomes this group of randos who's going to watch this concert of six couples, a certain number of couples, each sing one song.
it's a concert.
Yeah. He's going to introduce our guest judges. We've got Jason Mraz.
Which is pretty cool. Like, that guy's legitimately famous. I know his name.
Yeah, I know who he is. Can I name a single song of his? No. But I know him. I know of him.
He's rocking a hell of a fedora.
Great fedora. We've got Kesha, who
we've got,
I'm going to be honest.
Who, that was awesome. Kesha's
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what she looked like until Monday night, but she's there.
I was so happy to see Kesha. That was sick. That was genuinely cool to see someone as fucking famous as Kesha to come out and just be like, I'm judging this. And I'm like, yas, girl. Yeah. Fucking slay.
She was super chill, too. Like, she
Kesha was just...
She was, like, this is not the same, like, person who, like, was, you know, waking up feeling like P. Diddy, you know?
She had a couple edibles backstage and was just like, I'm ready for love.
Like, this is not the same person brushing her teeth with a bottle of Jack. Like, this is, she was so chill. I'm like, I didn't expect this from Kesha. I also only know that one song, but that's
well, you did
the
a good job. You got two good lines out of it.
Thank you. Also, I
all right,
I do
TikTok,
wanna,
let's make it rock.
I do want to challenge real quick how starstruck Jamie was by Kesha.
Jamie's a literal child, so she's like,
I
oh
did
my
work
God.
This out mathematically. TikTok came out when Jamie was 10 years old.
Oh, she was like, I love this song!
Yeah, so it's like, I'm just like, okay. Like, I'm thinking about this 10-year-old child singing about, you know, brushing her teeth with a bottle of Jack and waking up feeling like P. Diddy. Those are the only two lyrics from the song I know. and I'm just like, really? Are we really like? Are we
you
really,
know?
Like,
you know,
over
Jamie.
Backwards, like, oh my God, it's Kesha! Oh my God!
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Jamie still has a Kesha poster on her wall, not framed either, like bare wall poster.
No, like taped up, like that poster right there of myself.
Yeah, exactly. I guarantee you Jamie still has that. She's she's not an adult like me and frames their paintings and posters.
No. Why would you do that?
Let's see.
And then we've got JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers.
Because I guess they have to be here.
Because they have to be here. JoJo.
It's nothing wrong with JoJo. It's nothing wrong with JoJo. She's great.
She's
her
great.
Husband
I
seems
JoJo
like...
is one of not. They're not married yet. They've been engaged for a really long time.
Oh, but he seems like they seem very good together. Like they just
no, they're very good together. Yeah, they JoJo was several bachelorettes ago. She was my first bachelorette actually, and she is engaged for like 5 years now to Jordan Rogers, who is Aaron Rodgers' brother and technically played him in the movie Pitch Perfect too. I think that's very important.
Oh, what? That's I didn't realize that. That's very interesting.
Yes.
Did he brag about being Aaron Rodgers' brother on the show?
No, they bring it up very, very loosely. Like, Aaron Rodgers does not get along well with his family. So, like, when they go to his hometown date, like, he like, brings up, it's like, yeah, so Aaron's not going to be there. We don't really get along very well.
Wow, that's fascinating. Oh, my God. Because I'd have been low-key freaking out. I'm like, am I going to meet the NFL MVP and Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers right now? Because look, I'm glad that I'm on your hometown, but I don't give a shit if he's going to be there. Like, I'm going to just talk to
him. He was not there. They met the other Rodgers brother. I want to say Luke Rodgers.
Luke Rodgers.
I think that was his name. But yeah, Aaron, he really has done a very good job, at least from a Bachelor perspective, of distancing himself from his football brother. Although Jordan Rodgers did also play football at some point.
So our first contestants up are going to be...
Wait, hold on. Before we get into that, I do want to talk real quick and just throw this out there. JoJo and Jordan, they are, the way I see it, kind of the first, like the last Bachelor couple to, one, still be together. I mean, most Bachelorette couples are still together, but like they're still together. And that season, other than like shit with Chad early on, had like pretty much like zero like drama. Like there was like all the drama that happens. But like you think about like Becca's season, like Garrett might be a racist. You think about like Rachel's season, which was just all about racism.
Lee
think
is
about,
a
like,
racist.
All the people. Yeah. Like you, like that season was like the last season that I can remember that was that where like shit wasn't hitting the fan all over Twitter while the season
right
was
oh my god.
And in fairness, it was 5 years ago, so like in my head, like JoJo and Jordan are very much like on a like pedestal of like being
in 2020 Twitter is like it's everything essentially for social media, like it's part of our zeitgeist.
That was kind of decided by the president, but let's not talk about that anymore.
Is it time to get into these performances? Do you have the songs that they
performed?
Let's
talk about the performances.
I don't know about all the songs. I don't remember all the songs.
I've got some of them. Not all of them.
I know.
Oh, wait, no, I've got them. Okay. I do have them here. First up is Rudy and Matt.
Yes.
And their song was Fallen All In You by Shawn Mendes.
And let me tell you, I thought they were awesome.
Together. I thought they did a really good job. This is where we introduced on Twitter the hashtag FBT fashion rating, I commented on everyone's fashions. I thought Rudy's fashion was on point. Matt was just wearing a black t-shirt and jeans, which is how I dress, and I openly admit to looking like a trash bag. So they got a 6 out of 10 for fashions.
Fair enough. But... Yeah. I will say, performance-wise, I think we need to start rating performances, too, because I thought this was very good. I thought they had a good connection on stage. Like, you can tell that they're, like, into each other, but they're definitely not in that, like, real, like, relationship-y.
Yeah, they're not, like, swooning over each other like Chris and Brie are.
But they definitely are into each other, and they definitely have a very good musical connection, like, sound-wise. Yes. Excellent. So, yeah, agreed. I was all about their song. I don't know the song, but they sounded great. Jason agreed with me. He thought they felt the same way. All good scores from some. Okay. Look, I don't think you can actually tell if people are into each other by the music that they're singing. The producers had to like go and whisper in their ears. All right, this is what's been going on. Just use that. Like, there's no way that they fucking were able to that accurately to be like, oh, yeah, I can tell you guys don't like each other that much, but you like each other enough, and this is kind of going on. Am I right? Fuck you. There's no way.
I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, Jason Mraz and Kesha are the greatest musicians of all time. JoJo and Jordan are, they're just masters of love. So maybe they can actually tell what's going on.
I'm going to call some producer fuckery in there that they somehow gave him some
information. Nope, this is completely genuine. Completely, completely genuine.
Okay, fair enough.
They can tell. They know just looking.
They know.
They know.
Next, who do we have on board?
Bri and Chris with the song Beyond by Leon Bridges.
I know Leon Bridges. I like that song a lot. It's a very good song. This was a much slower one. The Beyond is a bit of a... he does a little more upbeat for Leon Bridges. But this was gorgeous. They were great. They looked beautiful.
Yeah, they did great. They did get criticized a little bit Brie was apparently trying to entertain the audience. So the judges did question their like romantic compatibility, which is wrong because these two are completely into each other. So
yeah, there's absolutely no way that, yeah. Then there, who comes next?
Up next is Becca and Danny singing
"Hey"
by the Lumineers.
This was so bad. This was so bad.
It began bad. It began bad as before they get on stage, Danny goes to give Becca a kiss, and Becca literally turns her head and gives him the cheek.
No, that was after. Oh, no, that was after? No, she turns her head and kind of gives him the cheek, and then they sing the song. The song is very not together. They sound terrible.
No, not the best.
And then he goes to kind of like make out with her, and she takes his face and moves his face. And
right,
I'm like,
that was on
you've
stage.
Already lost.
Fuck.
The minute you did that, you lost. Like, you had to have been like,
you
ice cold bitch, Becca. What the fuck? I'm so sorry he's not singing a Les Miserables song to you right now. You're on the show to find love. Fucking get with the program.
Like, at this point, I feel like I'm pretty confident both of them are, one, here for the wrong reasons, and two, going home tonight.
Absolutely. In every way, they are going home. Who do we have coming up, bringing up after them?
Next up is Savannah and Brandon with I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
And they were also terrible. I mean, it
also
was the
terrible.
Most...
I have...
Because they start out looking at each other... They start out looking at each other like, I want you to want me. And I'm like, this is just so bad.
You got so close to the camera there, and it was like very upsetting to look at.
I'm sorry that my raw
like
sexuality
that combined with
was
the face
you
were making and the song. I have a screen grab here of JoJo and Jordan judging their song. They're judging Savannah and Brandon, and JoJo whispers to Jordan Rogers, "Do you think she likes him?" And Jordan
says, "No." That was the best, and like Jason Mraz was just like, and Kesha was not impressed either. She was just like, oh,
"Yeah,
that was good."
Although, in fairness, fashions were good. Fashions were good. I mentioned this. Savannah had a really nice dress on. I liked the color. It really popped. She had on a jacket over it, which I didn't love. I thought she should really be showing off the color of her dress, since Brandon's both outfit and personality are awful monotonous.
Very true.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Julia has been shit-talking her this entire time in little asides, and now is just the happiest girl. See, everybody, I told you. I told you their relationship was fake as fuck. And I'm just like, Julia, just chill the fuck out. No one cares. We get
no
it. You want to bone down on Brandon, and he doesn't like you. Deal with it.
Yep.
So then it's Julia and Sheridan coming up next, right?
Yep, and they sing As Long As You Love Me by the Backstreet
Boys.
And
they fucking kill it.
They fucking killed it. It slapped. Their fashions were on point.
I mean, literally...
Great.
It was so good. The entire audience was just like, who you are, I don't know where you're from, as long as you love
me.
And I mean, JoJo's husband literally stood up and was just like,
fiance.
Yes, Backstreet Boys. Like, he was so into it. I mean,
he was
moved. They were incredibly good. They were so good. And Sheridan's like, my music is going to make her love me, man.
Yep. And the judges pointed out how very obviously into Julia Sheridan is.
Yes.
Are we going the other way with that? I don't know. Unclear.
Unclear, but I think
unclear.
Julia does like Sheridan enough to want to stay on the show.
Yes, and I do think they have a connection, and if Brandon weren't around, it would be better.
It would be better.
Because, like, again, Brandon is the fuck boy here, so.
Where you're from. Where you're from, Julia, as long as you love me. I mean,
is As Long As You Love Me a number one jam?
It isn't. I looked it up before this. The highest it reached was like three or four
not
in the U.S. billboards.
Can't use it for
it's
this
not
episode.
A number one jam.
Damn.
But is it a goddamn fucking, is it straight fire? Yes.
And you know what?
I mean,
I'm just going to throw out there. I like that song. I like the Backstreet Boys. I've always been more of an NSYNC kind of guy. So,
look, we have a friend who was the biggest NSYNC fan ever.
Yes.
And he would be okay with that statement. But we have to just give the Backstreet Boys the credit where it's due. They have some fucking bops.
No, they do have some fucking bops. I'm just saying I like NSYNC more.
Oh, no, no. NSYNC is better. They have JT. Yeah.
And Joey Fatone.
And Joey Fatone. And Lance Bass.
And Chris Kirkpatrick, who went on to voice Chip fucking Skylark in The Fairly Odd Parents.
What's up, y'all? So, and for Joey real, Fatone, though, like,
who went on to own a hot dog restaurant in Florida called Joey Fatone's Fat Ones.
That's some NSYNC trivia that I don't think anyone was expecting.
Unfortunately, Fat Ones did close. I checked last time I was in Orlando.
Oh, damn it. I was about to say, we should pull up a Yelp review of Joey Fatone's Fat Ones right now.
Let's move on to the last two couples who don't matter.
Oh, ouch.
The first is Ryan and Natasha, who sing Stay by Rihanna.
Which, I fucking know who Rihanna is, and I love this song.
I know
who
Rihanna is. I don't know the song. Oh my god, they seemed really into each other. They did have a lot of chemistry going on.
And they had some sexual energy on there.
Yeah, no, they did. Jason Mraz rips Ryan a new one.
He just goes, hey, Ryan, you're fine. She's better than you.
Ryan, you're good. You're very good. You're singing? Great. But Natasha? Fucking incredible. You could be singing next to a bag of trash, all right? And like, Ryan, you could be a literal trash bag on stage right now, and Natasha would still be fucking killing it. She's so much better than you. You're good. She's so much better than you.
You're good, so much better
than
you.
And Ryan just goes, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I know. and Kesha's just like, yes. It's great.
Yeah. Kesha's just like, oh yeah, this is great. I love
it. And JoJo was like, oh, y'all are flirting up there a little bit. And then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. So they move on, and then it's now all this is all going on, Jamie's been having a literal panic attack.
Yes, Jamie is lying in the grass in a white dress. Probably not the best idea, Jamie.
And she's doing burpees for some reason.
Yeah, she's like freaking out. At one point, I think she literally says, I didn't expect to have to like sing in front of a crowd. Which is like, what, Jamie?
Yes, she did say that. And I'm like, Jamie, Chris told you were singing in front of a crowd. I didn't expect us to be judged. What? Are you fucking kidding me? You were told you were going to be judged, you idiot. What are you talking about?
Not a strong move, Jamie, I'll tell you that.
Dumb thing to say. You idiot. You dumb 21-year-old. Yes,
dumb,
so after
dumb
she
girl.
Does some,
dumb, dumb.
After she does some burpees to get ready to go on stage, they kill it. Trevor's just like, yeah, I can sing. I'm all right. Whatever.
Yeah.
I've gone by on my looks for most of my life.
The song is good. The song was a beautiful love song. Yeah.
Jamie has a beautiful voice. They all love Jamie. She definitely plays them by like pretending she's really emotional so she can get them to like her.
Yep.
And basically, yeah, that's it for the performances.
Then it's time to go into the rose ceremony. No cocktail party necessary.
This is the weirdest rose ceremony I've ever witnessed.
This is such a weird rose ceremony. So Chris Harrison even says this is different than anything we've ever done before. The judges who you just performed for are making the decision on who made the decision on who is getting the roses. But I didn't want to let the judges in the room. So me, Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart, will be telling you if you get a rose or not. And you will receive the rose from me.
From me.
Permission to move on in this show now.
Yeah, I'm the one who tells you get to have love, not them.
So here we go. Jamie and Trevor get rose.
Of course.
Natasha and Ryan
and they
get a rose.
They still have to like. Will you accept this rose? Yes, of course. What the fuck? Why are you asking this question?
Chris gives them two roses and they ask each other, will you accept this rose? Chris doesn't ask them, will you accept these roses, which I think would be so much better, but that's not the point.
He goes, hey, you, come here. Ask each other. Do it for me. That's right.
Jamie and Trevor
now
get
roses.
Get
in the other fucking room.
Natasha and Ryan get roses, effectively debunking the idea that Ryan is allergic to roses.
For 2 weeks, man, it was the leading theory in all of Bachelor Nation.
Yep. Rudy and Matt.
They weirdly don't show it.
Yeah. Brie and Chris, wonderful. Julia and Sheridan, sure. And Savannah and Brandon.
Because we all knew it was going to come down to Savannah, Brandon, Becca, and what's-his-face. And yeah,
Danny.
And of course Becca and Danny were going home because she fucking moved his face away. Like, you idiot.
You idiot child. So yeah, Becca and Danny go, Becca and Danny don't get roses, and they get in separate cars and drive away. Because
and
if
Becca,
you go
and
home
Danny's
on this
like,
show, if you get sent home on the show, you're not allowed to continue your relationship.
Yep, yeah, nope, fuck you. So nope. I don't think they would, want to continue it anyway.
Order.
I don't think they'd want to continue it anyway. Danny was clearly unhappy with her. He was just like, hey, like, I took a shot. It'd be really great if we could have been something, but you're just an ice-cold bitch.
Yes, that is what happens.
And then he gets into the car, drives off, and Becca's like, I just think I let him down. I'm like, no, you're not that upset. Fuck you.
Yeah, get out of here.
You're not that upset.
So that's the end of the episode.
Yes.
Going into next week, it looks like we're going to be really just amping up the music, you know?
Giving
like,
it
we're
the
still
going to
get some relationship drama, but it's about the music now.
Now it's about the music. And I'm kind of excited to see, like, we're going to have Rachel Lindsay on, I think, next season, which is great.
Yeah, Rachel and Brian are the next Batch Nation judges. Cool.
Great. I hope they don't make out.
We saw Rachel fairly recently, but we haven't seen her with her husband in a while, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well we can confirm that he's alive.
He is alive. That's important.
And that's... I'm kind of excited to see where this is going.
I'm so
excited
to see
these other
this
performances.
Going.
This Look, is fun. This is let, really
let's,
fun.
Let's, I think we're going to do, we'll talk about that. I think first, we should check up and see, what's the number one jam this week.
What is the number one jam this week?
So Alan, what's your number one jam?
Before I get into my number one jam, just as last week, which I wasn't expecting it, great call on I'm Blue.
Thank you.
Great call. I did not see that coming. And it just hit and I laughed out loud. I was like, Alex is a genius.
I worked so hard to get the editing on that to be like perfect.
I want you to know how good that was, and I really want you to feel the love from me.
Thank you.
My number one jam is going to Sheridan.
It's going straight to Sheridan.
Because let me tell you, Sheridan has been putting up with bullshit.
It's true.
It looks like next episode, he's going to start laying down the fucking hammer. But that's not his number one jam. His number one jam is going through all this bullshit, practicing on his own, getting this song right, making sure that it's going to go right, and fucking slaying. Played amazing. His voice is great. His playing is good. He killed that song. Sheridan, you fucking earned this. Great job. Way to fucking go, Sheridan. Very proud of Sheridan.
Love.
Number one jam for Sheridan.
All right. My number one jam this week is going to go to, and I brought this up earlier, it's going to go to the producers, to the Bachelor Presents Listen Your Heart producers.
Perfect. That was my second number one jam, so I'm glad. Perfect.
Yeah. For the just incredible weaponization of this music. I Want You to Want Me, As Long as You Love Me, like, for the two couples who are both, like, kind of waffling a little bit, like, yes, just make, like, fuck them up. I loved it. And even getting Jamie and Trevor, I need a love song. I want a love song or something like that. I could use a love song. Even giving that song to Jamie and Trevor, there was a little shade in that.
Yes, dude. Oh my God. Like the producers are pulling off a fucking wonder job in this season. It's great.
And you know, they deserve like a secondary shout out, I think from for getting, this show edited basically like doing.
Oh my God. what Chris is telling us, they're editing it the week of, like this week, they're editing it for next Monday. Like they're still like editing
the episode that we'll see on Monday. Yeah, they're editing right now, and like, they're from fucking homes pulling, without the full editing bay. So respect.
They're pulling out some
overtime.
Like, they really know that we need this show, and they're like, we're gonna get you this fucking show.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I think that deserves some fucking love.
I'll make sure to cheer for them at 7 o'clock.
Hell yeah. So let's talk a little bit about we like to take a break at the halfway point to talk about how we feel about the show. Usually we'll talk about the leads. We'll talk about that's not going to be a thing this week or for this season. We talked about just how we feel about the direction of the show. And at least for me, my God, I could not feel more positively about this show.
Yeah, it's so refreshing. It's so different and fun and new that, like, I'm definitely, like, unsure if I want to watch it ever again. But I'm definitely happy to have it now in quarantine.
Yes. Well, like, we've talked about this before. I don't think Listen to Your Heart ever needs to appear again. But I would love to see other themed, like, Bachelor
shows. It'd be fun.
Shows.
Yeah, yeah. Just different attempts at things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I keep bringing up a cooking contest because that would be fucking hilarious. Like, I would love to see... like other sort of like competition based shows.
Cooking contests could be real, like, because
but like
emotions are high in
the
kitchen.
The nature of The Bachelor.
Emotions are high in the kitchen, man. That could be some fucking
crazy shit. No,
it's true. Shit.
Bring in Gordon Ramsay. That'll get funny.
What the fuck do you think love is, mate? What the fuck are you doing? Your love is shit. Your love.
You call that
your love
a fucking
is
kiss?
Shit.
I want him to just judge on the love, not the food. He doesn't get to touch the food.
Doesn't get to touch the food.
But like, I feel like this
Your
show
love,
is opening up
shit.
A lot of doors.
Yeah.
This show is opening up a lot of doors for what Bachelor Nation can produce. And I'd love to see like more of it. Like I don't want like I appreciate our off-season time because it makes me appreciate the shows so much more. But at the same time, like if there was like always a Bachelor show on, I wouldn't be upset about it. Like let's just get rid of Dancing with the Stars, huh?
Gives us good content.
Yeah, it's true. I think the cast of the show very happy with them.
Like, yeah, I like them.
Like even the ones that I hate. Like
some of them are
kind of
normies. Some of them are kind of normies too, which is why I like them.
Yeah, I like how some of these people are just fucking, like, normal. Oh, we didn't talk about the fucking post-credits scene where Trevor
is
just
like... Oh my god,
like,
that was hilarious.
I'm not...
Everyone's doing vocal warm-ups. And he's, which is... He did the broiest thing ever. I'm not fucking classically trained, but all these fucking weirdos are doing their whatevers. I'm just fucking like, hey, bros, do you want me to sing? All right, shotgun to beer. Let's go, Brandon. Trevor.
Meanwhile,
I
it's like cutting. It's cutting to every single contestant in the house who's doing their like ba 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 ba, like
la 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 la. He's doing the joke. The joke. They're doing the Ned Schneebly. The teeth and the lips.
Yeah.
And you want to hear my song? I mean, I'll sing you my song. I'll sing it right now.
Don't sing the song. Don't sing the song, Alan. But that was just funny, and I'd like to watch it on a loop forever.
It was a very good post-credits.
But like the point though is that like yeah, Trevor he's kind of bro-y, but he's just like a fucking like normal dude.
Dude just wants to knock a couple brews back and sing. I get it.
I'm. Even the people, like, because you have to have heels, you know? Like, Brandon, he sucks. And, like, Julia, questionable. Like, but I'm loving sort of, like, the chemistry that is building around all of, like, the entire cast.
I agree.
It's got, I also think there's a lot
all
more.
Good. There's, it's
like,
good. We don't have, it's good. Like, yeah. The dates are fine. They're quick. They get it over with, whatever. I think they're building better relationships in the house anyway. All of it's good, good chemistry. And I'd like to, you're right. I think it's opened a lot of doors. And I'd like to see branching into different directions. All good stuff.
Agreed.
And I think because it's quarantine and people are definitely watching it because they need to watch shit, it's going to help it.
Yep.
get more traction and maybe make them want to do stuff in the future.
Yeah. Again, I'd love to see more Bachelor content just all the time. And going forward, who even, like, who knows when Claire's season is going to air, you know?
Yeah, no one fucking knows.
Yeah, so.
We'll have to figure something out in this meantime. We'll figure something out.
Let's go back to Flavor of Love.
I'm really considering it.
I still think we could do, like, a Love is Blind retrospective.
That's fun. I actually think that'd be really fun. Why not? Yeah. Why the fuck not? All we got is time.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, I think we should end this episode.
I'm down with it.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Final Bros tonight. We're available on places that you listen to podcasts. If you can like, rate, and subscribe to us, that'd be super cool. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook at Final Bros Tonight. Check us out Monday nights while I'm live tweeting. That's super cool. I live tweet the episodes on Monday nights when I watch.
We got clout now, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Chris Harrison has seen our tweets. Maybe you should too. You can leave us a message on Facebook, at Twitter, on our hosting platform Anchor. And we'll be sure to get back to you either on the podcast or not. You know, we love interacting with our fans. All like
hell yeah, we do.
Our
tens of fans.
And, yeah. And that's really about it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Especially just in general, thank you so much for being a part of, you know, this podcast.
I love you all. It's great. Yeah. Can't wait to see you all next week. I love you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
As long as you love
no,
me.
No, you need to stop doing the singing thing. Stop. It makes the end credits thing impossible. I need to play like the Bad Touch over this. The last three episodes.
All right, I'm stopping it. I have to pee so bad.